Change is on the way. Barack Obama will be talking about the financial crisis this today in Golden at the Colorado School of Mines. We're going to check in with Andrew Ferguson momentarily. We're also going to take your phone calls at 303-713-7600. And in case I forgot to say so, I'm Erin Hart, your host today. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. So we'll be together all week long. We're going to bring you a number of guests whom I'm sure you want to speak to. And yes, we did try for Barack Obama. You might as well try. And hey, Barack Obama, if you're listening, I am your delegate up here in Washington, even though, and we're turning pale blue. So, hey, come on. Come on the show. Talk to us. 303-713-7600. I have to do a little shameless plugging for the show. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay. Hi, Nigel in Denver. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
How's it going, Erin?
I'm well, Nigel. You?
I'm not too bad. I just want to make a comment on the economy right now. I think it's the whole don't bite the hand that feeds you kind of thing. I don't understand why the government put all these monies into these Fortune 500 companies and they're still collapsing when they could have put money into the housing market, into the homeowners, guaranteeing the value of their home, which in turn would allow people to afford to pay their mortgage, which would put money back in the market, which would keep the economy going. But, you know, they want to rely on corporate welfare, and look what happens.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good point. They were reluctant. Oh, we're not going to bail people out on their mortgages if they made stupid choices. But now, you know, what about the business? Because if they collapse, the whole world collapses. That's part of the reason. But you're right. If the economy is on our shoulders, this makes so much sense, Nigel. If the economy is on our shoulders as consumers, and it is in the United States, because we're 2/3 of the prosperity in this country is responded to by the American consumer, we're the ones carrying the economy on our backs. So you're absolutely right. They should have shored up the 2/3 of them instead of the less than 1% of them who own the world's wealth.
Right. And this is Barack Obama's whole plan.
Yeah.
Give us the money, and our money will come up from the bottom up, not from the top down.
Well, and for the people who are the 40% who don't pay in taxes, there'll be incentives. There'll be help to inspire people and train them and get them better jobs.
Right.
You know, and there won't be corporate welfare for companies that want to go out of here and take most of the jobs out of here without compensating the U.S. government, without compensating the U.S. people. And I think that's very important to think about as well. These corporations who just leave and set up dummy and never pay any taxes. You know, I laughed the other day. The Fox Newsies always worry about, oh, those poor corporations, they're suffering so much. And it's like, oh, please stop it.
The CEOs still live in their big multi-million-dollar houses, and they still have their maids. They still have their drivers.
well, here's and they're less than 1% of the population. Please stop it. I mean, it was George Will who sneered. I'm sorry, I blamed Brit Hume. It was George Will. I apologize. It was George Will of ABC who went, well, 40% of the people don't even pay any taxes, and he's asking the question backwards. Don't you want those 40% of the people to make enough money to pay taxes? I do. Let's spread it out, but let's also make people who make more money pay. And it's like Barack Obama looking at Bill O'Reilly and saying, Bill, you're going to be paying 39%. You'll go back to 39%. It's like, you're going to rob me. And it's like, there's something really unseemly about Bill O'Reilly, you know, living in luxury, sneering that you're going to rob me. You know, and thank you so much, Nigel, for that point. It's brilliant. Thank you so much. Do stay tuned for the speech a little later in the show. We have Andrew Ferguson. Hi, Andrew. I don't know. Have you ever called into the show before?
I've called into your show back in Seattle, but I don't think I've called into your show while you've been
in Denver. That's,
yeah,
I think,
Denver.
Now, just to set the story, he's a student at the Colorado School of Mines. He's a fifth year. He's about to graduate in electrical engineering. He is an independent voter who is leaning towards Obama because he likes the idea of change. And you're working for the ore digger today, right?
That is correct.
And you're at the, what's it like in Golden?
Well, you know what? It's not as crazy as I thought it would be. Everybody seems to be pretty calm. There weren't a lot of protesters. But then again, I was on the press entrance side of the building. So, you know, there weren't a lot of people there. You know, everybody seems to be pretty calm. Governor Ritter just walked in about 5 minutes ago, and everybody erupted in cheers. So everybody seems to be pretty jovial, I'd say.
Well, do you, I'm not, you know, I know you're not a professional crowd estimator, but how many people does that stadium hold, and how many people do you perceive are there?
Well, as it turns out, I'm actually standing right across the plant from the maximum occupancy, so I can tell you exactly how many people it holds. For special events, we're allowed to hold 3,081 people. So I don't know how close we're going to get to that. I've heard estimates from various people ranging anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 people, so obviously 5,000 I think is going to be out of the range for the fire department regulations. But I'd expect close to 2,300 or so.
Okay, and we'll check in with you a little closer to the speech and in and of itself. Now, in terms of the protesters, what were their signs saying?
There's only about five of them that sort of came through the press area, and they basically, one of them was Christianity equals pro-life. Another one was talking about, you know, drilling and making a better economy. I'm pretty sure he was a petroleum engineer.
You think?
And then general signs for McCain and Palin.
Okay, well then, and you're excited, even though that you were reluctant to have this event, are you excited about it now? I mean, you were worried about classes. I think you're the only student in the history of college, actually, Andrew Ferguson, who was concerned about making sure you went to enough classes today.
Yeah, well, as it turned out, my class I'm supposed to be at right now got canceled. So it actually ended up, I should be fine. I should be able to get out of here and go right to my next class. And it's going to be a long day. I've been up since about 6. I got about 4 hours of sleep last night. But I am excited to have us here. I mean, I wish that we had a little bit more notice. But I think it will turn out all right.
All right. Good for you, Andrew Ferguson, live on the scene in Golden. He has press credentials for the Ore Digger, and we'll be checking in with you again, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
okay, it's good to hear your voice again. He's so much older now. He's been listening to me since the eighth grade. For those of you who don't know, he listened to me up in Seattle, and his website is Andrew. He has a blog at andrewferguson.net if you want to figure out who he is. He's very opinionated, very fun to read, and I am honored to have him as a listener lifelong so far. It's 8:14. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'd love to talk to you two, and here's... We've been talking about slogans, but I think we also need to talk about depth perception. And if somebody can explain to me Sarah Palin's appeal, but George Bush missed me by a mile, too, so I don't get it. Al, thank you for joining us, and welcome to the show. Oh, Alice. Whoops. Sorry, Alice. I didn't mean to change your sex on you. How are you? Oh. Hi, Nick Carter, running for Senate in Wyoming. Welcome, and thank you for joining the show.
Glad to be here.
Nice going. You jump on Barack Obama bandwagon when we're all waiting to hear him speak. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not quite as much of a VIP as Barack Obama, but we're trying hard up here in Wyoming.
So what's going on besides the wind blowing there, Nick? Well, I have to razz you a little, our rivalry between states.
Well, that's right. No, we've had a beautiful few days, but which is fortunate. I've been going door to door. Up here in Wyoming, we have a great chance to turn Dick Cheney's state blue.
Really?
Yes, indeed. I'm in a Senate race against John Barrasso, and we just got a poll out, and we're dead even with 19% undecided.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
19% undecided must give you a little pause, though. Hence the call.
Well, actually, in a Republican state, to have 19% of the folks, since we're dead even, that will listen to the debate, that'll make a big difference. And of course, Gary Trauner's running for Congress up here, and he's currently leading his Republican rival.
Wow. So now you may be able to go blue in the state house, but will you go blue as a state and overall?
Well, I'm running for United States Senate.
I know, but yeah, all right, you're running for United States Senate. Forgive me. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm not as familiar with Wyoming politics as I should be. I apologize. I will now grovel.
Well,
since I made my little error there, I'll let you get a free pass and give us a quick statement of your platform, Nick. Go for it.
Well, of course, Wyoming's an energy state, and Wyoming needs to continue to lead in that regard. But we need a comprehensive energy policy that considers a high-speed rail system nationwide, that gets us off energy dependence on foreign oil, to use the wind in Wyoming, as you say, for energy purposes.
Please, I love those individual windmills, too. If I could have one here, I'd have one.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Well,
yeah.
Wyoming, you could probably run every house on an individual windmill. And we want to be a leader in energy technology, and that can be done. And I tell you, Wyoming is just as tired as the rest of the country in terms of the business as usual. My opponent, John Barrasso, took money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and which now the taxpayers are, I guess, funding his campaign. And so we have a great chance. I think both Gary Trauner and I have a great chance of winning. And it'll be the first time since the 1970s that we'll have two federal representatives in Washington from Wyoming.
Well, I'm looking at your picture now. I just looked you up on electoral-vote.com. And, you know, you do have it. It says here you're running against a newbie. We'll see what happens. He says he's predicting you'll be swamped by Barrasso. But if your polls are coming out even, Nick, good on you, mate.
Well, a lot of times it's just like when John Tester won in Montana in 2006.
Yeah.
He had a hard time getting on the radar screen till kind of late, and then he ended up winning. You know, folks, particularly the media in the East, just don't take us seriously out here in the West.
Well, and
the first poll came out, we're dead even, 19 undecided, and
this is great.
I lost some momentum. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I will say wonderful things about Wyoming for at least a week if you get elected, okay? I promise.
Sounds good.
I have several friends in your state. I've lived in Nunn. I don't know where you know where Nunn is, but we're just over the border from you all. So,
sure.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm wishing you good thoughts, Nick Carter. Good luck in your Senate race. And those of you who are listening in Wyoming, turn out the vote up there, too. If we turn Wyoming blue, we'll know we're winning this race.
That's right, and we have a great opportunity to do so. I think that, you know, Wyoming has had, for example, a Democratic governor all but 8 years since 1968. And so Wyoming's it's an independent state, and I think everybody's tired of business as usual.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much, Nick Carter. Good luck on you, and we'll see you in the U.S. Senate.
Okay. Thanks for having me on. Thank
you very much for calling. What a smart man to do so on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hey, Obama, we'd love to talk to you. 303-713-7600. I'm looking at the map, and I'm a little worried. I'll talk about that coming up. Bob in Denver, I also want to tell my story about the economy, too, such as it is. And we'll be checking under Sarah Palin and why she doesn't understand the separation of church and state in the next hour, too, right before the speech, which we will bring you live. Bob in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I mean, my wife, she's gone out to see Obama today, but we've been involved in some of the local stuff, along with having signs on our house with Obama and Udall. But I'm just totally amazed as a vet to be in a nation that's become so psychotic and almost suicidal. It's just like if these guys get in, it will be suicide.
Well, I don't like calling the American people dumb, but I will say if they vote for John McCain and Sarah Palin.
You want to hear a comment that I heard from a vet
who just
retired as an airborne ranger?
Sure.
I says, we were talking, and I says, 40 years ago, November 6th, I've come back from Vietnam, and I voted in my uniform on November 6th. And the thing of it was, I says, McCain has voted against everything Democratic, I mean, everything for vets.
Veterans. It's appalling.
No, they voted. The GOP has been against vets as far as giving them services. They consider it welfare, and they're not entitled.
It's awful.
And the thing of it is, I said, well, I suppose the American Legion and the VFW are going to endorse Jim McCain, even though he says he will privatize the VA and the VA benefits, and they're already privatizing the GI Bill. And he says, well, yeah, he says, those guys had burned down their houses before they'd vote for a Democrat or endorse a Democrat.
Oh, God.
That's amazing to me.
That is so sad. That is so awful.
Any vets out there ought to call the American Legion, the VFW, and tell them that they can't vote for this traitor McCain because he basically is betraying this country just like he's betrayed all the vets for 26 years. He's a complete fraud and a total lie.
Well, and unfortunately, he's pulled ahead slightly in Colorado, although overall we're still listed as barely Democrat. This frightens me a lot, Bob. Thanks so much, and no thanks. But look, what can Barack Obama say to the people? How can we obviate the effect of Sarah Palin, who's doing the same? She's running like George Bush in a skirt.
Well, I don't know.
She's George Bush in a skirt.
Hey, if we elect these people, McCain won't make it his first term, as far as I'm concerned, and she will be our president. He doesn't look that healthy to me.
No, not to me either. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, and I don't appreciate it, if you know what I mean. No offense. Obama's got 247 electoral college votes, and McCain's got 257 as of the poll today that I like to follow, electoral-vote.com. The tied states are Pennsylvania and Virginia at 21 and 13 electoral college votes, respectively. Colorado's still listed as barely Democrat. We have some work to do, and Washington has turned barely Democrat thanks to Dino Rossi's stupid ads. 303, he's the gubernatorial candidate. 820, despite the fact that Christine Gregoire has done a great job. It's 822. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. I would love to talk to you. 303-713-7600. Back with my story of snapshot of why the economy is so critical and why we have to listen to Barack Obama today speak about our financial crisis. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Time to check in on that terrible traffic this morning with John Turk of Colorado's Progressive Talk.
An issue which I am frankly surprised to hear people suddenly care about.
You know, Hillary and I don't agree on everything.
Anything. I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy.
And I can see Russia from my house.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm sorry I couldn't hear what was being fed. I apologize. That was my fault. It's 303-713-7600, so forgive my talking over that hilarious bit because it's hilarious. Saturday Night Live, good morning. I'm Aaron Hart. That was Tina Fey as Sarah Palin, who is actually Dick Cheney in a skirt. I've been thinking about this because she is, you should read the story about how she employs her cronies. Like, my high school friend who likes cows. I know. I'll give her a job in agriculture for $100,000, Monty. I mean, if you want to read a scary story, read the New York Times article on Sarah Palin's sphere of influence, and you'll be frightened. I mean, the woman is basically secrecy in government. She's now not going to testify about, oh, yes, I want an open investigation. Oh, no, sorry, no, I don't. I don't want to talk about it at all. Thank you. Can't talk. Ugh. I can't listen to that voice, much less listen to her thoughts and her brain for 4 more years. Scott in Colorado Springs, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. I want to get busy rebuilding the country, not watching it be destroyed.
Oh, that's actually a funny statement. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm a conservative Republican. I listen to talk radio a lot.
I'm glad.
And, you know, I occasionally switch you guys' channel when I'm in Denver, as I'm from Colorado Springs. I drive through Denver Monday through Friday. The reason Sarah Palin has excited the base, including me, I mean, I was going to vote for John McCain anyways because I cannot vote for Barack. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you're voting for John McCain because he's obviously become a twisted person in terms of all the beliefs that you once held him to be true. So go right ahead, but you're voting for a hypocritical liar.
And so is Barack.
No. Not yes. Really, no.
Yes. Yes, he is. The people that can vouch for his experience for Barack Obama, he doesn't want speaking like Jeremiah Wright or the unrepentant terrorist.
Oh, excuse me. Her preacher who says the war is from God and who preaches against all kinds of crossing, she who gave out separate. Do you believe in the separation of church and state?
Well, I believe that.
Because she proclaimed.
On your own.
She proclaimed Alaska's 9th annual Christian Heritage Week in Alaska. So this woman crosses the boundaries of separation of church and state all the time. If you believe in freedom, I don't understand how in the world she increased taxes. How in the world could you want to vote for this ticket? But go ahead as a conservative right-wing Republican. How much? I don't want to know your exact dollar amount, but I have a little chart here that shows me how much of a tax break or increase you'll get. How much money do you make? And tell the truth. Scott, please.
Tell the truth. I deliver tires for a living.
Okay.
So I make less than $40,000 a year.
Okay. So under Barack Obama, you'll get a tax break of $1,042 on average. Do you know what you'll get from John McCain? $319.
Okay.
So you know what? I'd take the better deal.
That's fine. But you know what's going to happen to the major companies that employ most of us people that make less than $100,000.
They're disappearing under George Bush. What? Who the hell do you think helped cause this financial crisis? The policies of deregulation, of unfettered greed. Yes, they did. What they did was they took the cap off greed. The right-wing Republicans in the Senate and the House took the caps. That's incorrect. Have we deregulated or not? Have we deregulated or not? Did we deregulate widely? Were banks allowed to cross into each other's investment banks? Were allowed to do commercial banking? Is that or is that not true? It's true. Thank you very much. Phil Graham did that. Yeah, and a free market without guard dogs brings you what you just got today. When people can get loans without without substantiation of their income, guess what happens? When greedy people come into the market and snap up rental properties that they can't afford in Florida, guess what happens? So you know what? Without guard dogs, your unfettered capitalism is a cage match.
Government needs to get out of the way.
Is a cage match
for
rules.
Is a problem.
Oh, you
company.
Just repeat slogans that you don't even understand,
no.
my
government
man.
Is a problem. That's why Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae failed.
Incorrect.
That's why they had to be bailed out.
Incorrect.
That's why they had
actually,
to be
no.
taken over by the government.
Incorrect.
Because the government was running them.
Incorrect. Incorrect. They were quasi-private and public. You're incorrect. They were a mix of public and private. You are incorrect. I beg your pardon, but you're incorrect on that one. It was a mixture. And by the way, corporate welfare costs you many, many more billions than actual welfare does.
How can a company be run by public and private? It's not
Excuse
possible.
Me. Okay, should we be shoring up companies like Bear Stearns? Should we be doing that or let them fail and let the economy tank? What's your view?
Tank. That's why it's called a free market. It
oh,
fixes
right.
itself.
You believe
Let
this fairy you you believe
itself.
This fairy
Companies
tale? You are
try,
so funny.
Fail,
okay, you want to have free market capitalism in the airway when you're flying in an air traffic controller? I guess we just should rely on the discretion and the good sense of the airplane pilots to know when each or jet airplane pilots when they know each other are out the window. Oh, I guess we should just leave the citizens to pack heat
you're
take over crime.
Now.
No,
you,
I'm
you
not.
Are,
you're
you,
the one.
Yes, you
the logical
no,
extension
stupid,
of your moronic ideas
man.
Are exactly.
Don't insult my intelligence, and I won't insult you.
Well, then I don't know. Okay, then I don't understand how. Okay, you're right. I am fired up. And you know why I'm fired up? I'll tell you why. I saw a kid living next door to me yesterday, Scott, in the driveway of the house next door. He was putting in a shed, okay? This kid is in his 20s. He's getting married in a month. The reason I found out all this information about him is because while he was back there, he was so worried about being late. He was so worried he was going to have to work 12 hours, which would earn him much less money. He had no health insurance. He had no help. He sliced his finger almost clean off. He is spurting blood all over the driveway. I see him. I go over to help. He wraps up his hand in a T-shirt from the company hardware company he's subcontracting for, which won't pay him any health insurance, a national chain, I might add, wrapping his hand up. Sitting there spurting blood, calling his girlfriend, trying not to cry in front of me, telling him he has to go to the hospital, and he keeps blaming himself for being so stupid as to cut himself. He has no health insurance. He's going to drive 75 miles to the only town. Wait, the only town. Wait, you let me finish. You let me finish. He had to drive 75 miles to go and get health care because he didn't want to be afraid of home. And now I will let you speak. Don't you dare interrupt me. You stop that right now. Stop it.
Excuse me. Do you think you're my mother, ma'am?
Ooh, you're not supposed to say that word on the radio, sir, and I hope that John could bleep it. Now, you're gone. You're gone because you used that word. No, I don't think I'm your mother. I think I'm your talk show host. And I think when I'm telling a story about the searing truth of what's really going on in this economy, you will be quiet and you will not interrupt me. That's what I think. Now, I would have let you speak, but you used a word we can't use on the radio, by the way, that begins with F and ends with K, and so we can't use that one on the radio. But, Scott, next time I'll let you talk, but you have to let me finish, especially when I'm fired up and ready to go. When I'm talking about a young man whose name begins with J, I won't use his name because I didn't ask him his permission, who is sitting there spurting blood all over the driveway and is more worried about whether he is going to be able to work in a job that he was fully trained for, but he wants to be a finished carpenter, not just a regular Joe Blow carpenter, and he can't find any work. And so then he's reduced to taking any job he can, and he has to worry about how much money it's going to cost him or whether it's going to make him postpone his wedding. Free market capitalism, no rules. Right. Even the Wall Street Journal, by the way, Scott, if you're still listening, the Wall Street Journal says that Barack Obama's health care plans are better than John McCain's. It's 8:35. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Not the day to say free market capitalism is wonderful. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Hi, this is Aaron Hart. Look, Scott, call again this week if you can keep your curb on your swearing tongue, because I do want to let conservatives speak. It's not my idea to shout you guys down, but when you interrupt me when I'm talking about a kid bleeding next door to me in the driveway, I offered to drive him to the emergency room, and you know what his response was? Oh, no, thank you. I'd rather go home because then my girlfriend can pick me up and my fiancé can pick me up. He had to drive almost 70 miles to get home because he can't afford to live anywhere near Seattle. Okay, so not a good idea to interrupt me when I'm fired up and ready to go about that. I just, you know, I'm happy to talk with you. I gave you evidence, proof positive that you'll make more back in taxes, and you still, the free market. You guys have been conned. There is no free market. It's rigged for them, okay? The rules are rigged so that they make more money and that you chumps carry them on your shoulders. And I'm not, okay, I shouldn't call you a chump. Okay? But they do think, let me tell you something. The right-wing Republicans talk to you as if you're stupid. Democrats talk to you in complex ideas because we think you can take it. We think you can stand it. We think you're worthy of our help and our time and our inclination. So yes, I mean, I'm not a socialist. I'm a capitalist. But I do believe there need to be rules. Okay? Okay. Jason and Laramie, welcome and thank you for holding in Wyoming. I appreciate it.
Hey, Aaron. Well, thanks so much for putting me on the air, and I'm glad you had or that Nick called in. He's a great guy, and so I really do encourage everybody to go out and support Nick Carter running.
Are you working on his campaign?
I am not.
Okay. Okay.
I met him at the Wyoming Democratic Convention, and I actually interviewed him on our internet radio program.
Cool.
A couple of weeks back. He's a great guy. So yeah, check him out. And, you know, he's a pit bull and not without the lipstick. So I think he's a great candidate for us up here in Wyoming, but I want to address a couple of things. First off, you know, to what's his name? F word boy, you know,
yes, dude, you all heard that who were waiting on hold. I apologize for that, but it has been bleeped for the podcast and we did catch it over air. So,
oh, well, thanks heavens. But yes. You know, I'm just looking at him going, you know what, grow a brain. And you know what happens when you repeat lies? You know what that makes you? That makes you a liar.
Well, I shouldn't have called him a moron. I should have called him brainwashed. And I get so upset at them, though, because I don't understand how anybody making under $250,000 has any interest, even making more than that. Don't you have an interest in our economy recovering? Does it occur to them that if there is no middle class, there is no economy?
I am all for a fair market because free markets become unfree, and it's just like you said, they get skewed by the rules. And I just read an editorial in the New York Times about McCain's health care plan, and he will raise your taxes. He's going to tax
your health care plan.
Exactly. He's gonna say that that's now taxable income, and that whatever employers pay on your behalf for your health insurance, you now have to pay taxes on that.
Great.
Come on, people. Wake up. There are 48 million uninsured Americans in this country. McCain's plan is going to push even more into the uninsured pool. It's four more years of you're on your own, no taxes, more war. That is all the Republican Party stands for. And I want us all, that when these people come out, and I don't care where you confront them at the water cooler, we got to stop being nice. And you just need to call them a liar, because you know why they're lying? When you repeat lies that have been proven to be untrue and you continue to repeat them, that makes you a liar.
Yep, like the bridge to nowhere, like lipstick on a pig, like all the lies of the John McCain, like trying to paint Barack Obama as trying to fund child molesters when he was trying to warn people against them. I mean, it's disgusting what these guys are doing. And even Karl Rove, okay, Scott, you don't believe me now? Believe Karl Rove, who says the McCain campaign has gone too far.
Well, there's a full-time job, and I'm sure many of them, there are many full-time positions out there just cataloging the volume of lies. And I want specific lies that Barack Obama has been feeding.
Allegedly told. Yeah, well, he does exaggerate a little bit with 100 years of war, because what he actually said, you know, he does exaggerate a little. But exaggeration, that's okay with me. Outright lies, uh-uh.
Well, and not to mention the fact that we know that John McCain is a crazy warmongering maniac.
All right, now I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to call. I think he is a warmonger.
Anybody who sings a song and thinks it's funny to sing about bombing
bomb, 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 Iran. Okay, that is a little crazy.
That's just okay. Crazy.
That's a little crazy.
But I just want to say, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice and your voice, please, when you encounter these people, you can be nice, but don't say, well, we're all entitled to our different opinions, because when they're repeating lies, they're liars, and that's all it is. And, you know, at the water cooler, at the grocery store counter, at the bar, wherever, if they're repeating lies to you, just call them out on it. And
We've had enough. Thank you. And I think Barack Obama needs to repeat that mantra, too. Enough. He's got all the arrows in the quiver. Just keep firing them. Kathy in Littleton, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Erin. You go, girl.
Thank you.
Hey, I just haven't heard anybody call in about this, but Sunday's paper had a propaganda DVD in it about Islamofascism. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I heard about it yesterday vaguely. I'm trying to remember. It's produced by some scurrilous right-wingers. I can't remember exactly which group it is. Oh, David Horowitz was touting it for a while. And it is a piece of propaganda trash, and they're going to pay to have it distributed in various states. And also, I want to throw the question out there whether anybody has seen it, because I have not. I have no interest in seeing it unless I absolutely have to.
I wouldn't watch it. But I just
might
want to
because
know how
I work,
we're getting.
But
that's akin to dropping leaflets, you know, propaganda leaflets on it. I mean, why would we get that in our paper?
Well, we have a vice presidential candidate who's quoting right wing reactionaries from bygone eras like Westbrook Pegler. So it's pretty scary. It's really pretty scary indeed. I agree.
They know they have to scare us. That's the only way that they can get.
Well, she uses Islamofascism. And in fairness, we're scaring people with the economy, but we should scare people with the economy because the economy is legitimately in trouble. Whereas we are not safer than we were before, perhaps, because we need to secure our infrastructure and do a better job of actually hunting down Osama bin Laden. But the reality is they have not even made us safer. So warning us about all this other stuff is really pretty crazy. But I also heard a security expert say the other day that one of the reasons we haven't had attacks is because police work has been better. So all the reasons that they laugh at us are actually working.
Well, I would encourage people to call in to the Post and tell them they don't want that kind of propaganda in their paper.
No, not at all. And that's a good point. If they're sticking that in the Denver Post, what a polluted thing to stick in the Denver Post. You know what? We might call the Denver Post and ask them why they're accepting that if they'll talk to us.
Please
we'll try
do.
That. We'll try
Thanks.
That for tomorrow. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it. I'm Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk, but first I have to find out the name of that DVD. So if anybody knows it, let me know. Nancy in Aurora, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I appreciate your call. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that it's a real pleasure to hear your voice on the radio this morning.
Thank you.
I get frustrated as a Hillary supporting Obama supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I get really frustrated just hearing liberal men talk on the radio most of the time, and very few female, radio personalities.
Yes, and
so,
personally, I think there need to be more of us.
Well, I think that's why we have
starting
the problem
with me.
We do. I think that's why there are women going to McCain because we
I
don't
think
have,
that's one of them.
We don't have enough voices like you on the radio. There's the one famous one, but other than that, I don't think there's anybody, and that's a problem that needs to be fixed.
I agree with you. You know, here's the problem. People think, oh, well, she's a girl. I want to vote for her. Well, you know what? Women are not that stupid, one. But second of all, they like her because she's a mom, and who wouldn't? Except the reality is when you ask yourself, just what kind of a mother is she, which I won't necessarily get into because her personal life is her personal life, but let's just imagine for a minute that Barack Obama had a 17-year-old daughter who was pregnant out of wedlock by a foul-mouthed guy who was bragging that he was a Black Panther rather than the redneck that her daughter's fiancé is claiming that he is. And he uses foul language when he's calling himself a redneck, I might add. So let's just imagine if the tables were turned, shall we? Can you imagine the right wing? We saw what they did with Jeremiah Wright. They're not doing that with Sarah Palin's wacko pastors, but I'm going to talk about them next hour.
Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And you wouldn't have to have all the other details. All it would have to be his 17-year-old daughter. And the idea of, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I do want to say I used to run a group home many years ago, And children with Down syndrome have a lot of physical needs. They have a lot of, that first year is the most important year of their life, like any child. Mm-hmm. And spending, if I were the mother, I would quit whatever else it was I was doing and take care of that child and spend every possible moment educating that child in the way that they know they need to be educated. There's also feeding issues. They have a high cleft palate. Sometimes they have heart issues, which could actually shorten their lives. Mm. So for a mother or a father, and I'm a feminist, so for me to say, you know, a mother or a father, I think they both should cut their schedules rather than increase their workload and spend every possible minute with that child. How someone like that could say that she is with the Party of Family Values is just absolutely insane.
Well,
it's exactly the opposite.
It is her personal choice, and I do not want to get into the realm of telling her what to do, but it does figure into, I can't lie, it figures into my estimation of her as a human being.
Right, me too.
And I don't particularly admire her, not on a familial level, not on a political level, certainly not on an intellectual level, and it makes me sick. It's awful.
Right.
You know, it's just terrible.
Okay. And she can make her choices. Any choice she wants, she can make it. Her party needs to not tell me what to do with my family and my body.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your call. Me either. Yes.
Can I say something else? There's a reason why I called.
Yes.
I just want to say I've been volunteering with the Obama office in Arapahoe County, and I have a lot of friends who are really upset about Sarah Palin and about all kinds of things, and the polls are scary. We're all depressed. We're all losing sleep. We're all working as hard as we can to do something. Please, I just want to put a shout out. Please channel your energy in a productive way. Forget.
Don't give up. Yeah, don't give up and act as if we're going to win, because you know what? The power of positive thinking, I agree with the Republicans on this one anyway, will get you a long way to where you need to go. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, Nancy. Thank you for your good work. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We'll be talking about Sarah Palin and her attitudes towards God and the First Amendment and a number of other things coming up. But we're also going to talk to you at 303-713-7600. We're also going to check in again with Andrew briefly, if we can, to bring you another liver from Golden at 9:05. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. Stand by, too, because we're going to bring you the speech live and traffic with John Turk coming up next. It's 8:51. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ellen Borstein writes me and says, we with taxpayers' dollars saved a private corporation. Your conservative caller has no idea what he was talking about. Fannie Mae was founded as a government agency in 1938, but in 1968, it was turned into a private corporation. That's from Wikipedia, which she so thoughtfully provided. It also had stockholders who got stuck, too, let's not forget, which made them publicly held. Joe in Firestone, welcome to AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fired up and ready to go.
I am, too. I'm going to be very brief. I did get that DVD in my paper, son, and I threw it away. But anyway.
Oh, it's already been out in the paper.
Oh, it came out Sunday's paper, yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I must have misheard. Okay, I thought it was this Sunday. Okay.
No. Okay. Well,
did you watch it?
No, I had already heard about it. I ran it through my shredder.
Good man. It's called Obsession, Radical Islam's War Against the West by the Clarion Foundation.
Yeah,
okay.
But anyway, what I wanted to call about is that I'll be very brief. We got to go back into history. And when they predicted that the United States would be destroyed from within with greed and hate.
Yeah.
We had the greed part. Mm. Now we already had the hate part. Mm. And it's getting stronger. And I wish this so-called liberal media would be fair.
Me too.
And they don't want to talk about how race...
Or grow a pair, as Hillary said in the Saturday Night Live spoof.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about how race is affecting this.
No.
This whole thing is about race. If you could put Obama in white skin, he'll be leading McCain by 50 points now.
Yeah, I know.
And the American people is hiding behind this. And Sarah Palin has give all those bigots a cover. We're going to vote for her because she's a woman, because it's not political correct to say I can't vote for a black man.
No.
So, and I don't know how we're going to overcome that.
I don't either, and it scares me. It scares me mightily, my friend. I just hope everybody turns out to vote, and I hope you're wrong about the prejudice in this country, Joe and Firestone, but But I think you're right in terms of how much you would be ahead if we did not have it. I just hope everybody who hates prejudice with every fiber of their being turns out to vote.
You know, I've been in this country a long time. I've been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I travel.
We have 20 seconds.
And that is the main point. People won't admit it, but that is the point.
We'll talk about that this week as well. I promise you that, my friend. It's AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Sorry, Bill and Longmont, I have to jump. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. Rabbi Daniel Wiener will talk about Sarah Palin's preacher's views and why the separation of church and state is so important coming up, and Barack Obama's speech all next hour.